producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you weren't paying attention, let me cue you in on a couple things here. Did you notice that during the break, an ISIS operative concerning chemical warfare, he was captured? Isn't that interesting? He's captured, then he's brought to Guantanamo Bay only for the President of the United States of America to release them so they can fight the Americans on another day. If it's not that they were released in America within themselves. Isn't that interesting to note? Is anybody paying attention to what's really going on here? Isn't it also interesting to note as well, friends, incrementally we'll hear about how the government is actually and the military is taking down ISIS. But yet we get another report from the same government that tells us over and over that ISIS is out of hand. They're out of control. There's nothing we can do about them. Of course not. And again, the question that the American people should ask is, who is ISIS profiting? That's all you have to ask yourself. Folks, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about, look at what the grown-ups have done with our country. Interesting, 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 crazy stuff. But let's take it to it. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state and dictatorship it's going to get. That's exactly right. We're going to talk about that in just two shakes of a lamb's tail, okay? I also want to let you know, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Got about 342,000 people that are interacting on a 24/7 basis. We appreciate you because you believe, as I believe, that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but we first must stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also want to let those that want to vent on Bradley Dean, those that don't understand real love, those that hate me for my love, Psalm 109, King David said, I was hated for my love, and yet we know Jesus was hated for his love as well, and we also understand that Jesus is the offspring of none other than David, though he was before David. Okay, he is the great I am. Keep in mind as well, friends, that Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why is that? Because the Lord and his servants testify against the world that the deeds that they commit are evil before a just and a holy God. That's why our message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So in saying that, I want you to go ahead and vent if you'd like. I'll open up a line for you, just for you to go ahead and vent. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. This is for those that are too timid to actually jump on the radio with me, so that 53 countries can hear what you have to say. And usually these phone calls and the emails and the live feeds that I get, friends, are those that don't know their left hand from the right hand. Now, I'm, of course, not suggesting those that want to call and vent off on me, it's not that they don't know their left hand from their right hand. It may be what they're premised on. But rest assured, they're wrong and I'm right. And it's not because I personally am right. It's because my feet are upon the foundations of this country. First, the Bible. And then secondly, the Constitution of the United States of America. There's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution, said President Buchanan. And how right on he was. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get over to look at what the grown-ups have done with our country. Now, again, friends, let's beware of leading by opposition. Approximately 54 private jets arrive with the GOP leaders and donors set on stopping Donald Trump. As I shared with you a couple days ago, is it not interesting, friends, that the GOP hasn't taken the time to point to actually point out the crimes of the Clintons? And folks, I'm not even bringing Bernie Sanders in there, who's a known communist, because he's not qualified to become the president of the United States, though he is wiping the floor up with Hillary Clinton, and we know that Hillary Clinton does not have the support, and the support that she has done is all premised on a lie. And so, anyways, in saying that, friends, I want you to understand the GOP has taken a whole lot of time to attack Donald Trump. Be careful. Get a little discernment from the Lord and say, Lord, what is this all about? Are they meaning to put Donald Trump in there because they know the more they attack them, the more the American people will support Donald Trump? Or is it that they mean to genuinely remove him from the position of possibly becoming the president of the United States? Well, again, you have to ask yourself that question. Why is that happening? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Bundy attorney. We weren't given the full truth at the initial FBI press conference after the shooting. Of course not, friends. As a matter of fact, Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, posted a very disturbing video yesterday. There's a new synced video of eyewitnesses and the confirmation story about Lavoie Finicum murder as FBI agents are now under investigation for possible misconduct. Now, let's not get our eyes only off on the FBI agents that shot Lavoie Finicum, a disarmed man. But it's interesting to note, friends, that again, the Clintons are responsible, their foundation is responsible for selling uranium ore to America's sworn enemies, namely the Russians, from underneath the ranchers. That's what you need to understand as to what's going on. And understand that that money coming in from the Russians is actually there to support Hillary Clinton's fabricated campaign. Now, in saying that, going back to the video, folks, there was a woman inside of the car during the shooting with Lavoie Finicum when the FBI began to shoot at them several times, friends. Okay, you need to understand that the video taken is synced up to that from the drone. So you're seeing what's going on inside of the truck as well as what's going on the outside of the truck. Folks, this is what happens when the American people close their eyes to justice. FBI agents in the American government, only in an attempt to cover for the Clintons, friends, and their crimes and their treasonous crimes towards we the people, and namely those ranchers, they want to divert attention off of that, and they want you to think that this man's a loon. You go ahead and you check out the video. You tell me what you see. It's now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we have none other than Hillary Clinton, the renowned repeat offender, felon. Hillary Clinton's dishonest anti-gun tirade can't distinguish between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. No, like Barack Hussein Obama, their objective is to destroy it and to fundamentally transform America. Maybe we'll get back to more of this, but folks, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a whole lot going on out there, delivering it up to you 24/7 by yours truly and Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Witnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Always love to hear from them that know more than I do. Greatly appreciate you very much. Folks, a society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government, which is a reflection of the American people, and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to the verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's gonna get. There's no getting around it. Common sense says if you let the criminal go, he's gonna commit more crime. Hey, folks, ever since I can remember, I've always heard of the people referencing the analogy of the frog in the pot. You've all heard it. The frog that boils little by little without anyone's notice until the point that it boils the frog to death. But we never hear in America of how the frog is boiled to death. And it never ceases to amaze me. Again, according to the American people, for some reason or other, that water never seems to boil the frog to death. But it's interesting to note that everybody can smell that boiled frog. It's now at the point in America, friends, where people are legitimizing or at least allowing the state-controlled media to set the narrative that a full-fledged communist, Bernie Sanders, who is garnering, by the way, friends, support for America's ignorant and dummy-down posterity, read Hosea 4:6, and, of course, world-renowned repeat criminal Hillary Clinton, that they are actually running for the candidacy of the President of the United States of America. Even, friends, when their support is completely contrived out of thin air, as I said during the first segment. And folks, that's just the left side of the deceptive paradigm. That's just the left side of the deceptive paradigm. For those that believe that there's a left and a right in this country, which there is not. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. We are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Now, folks, this all took place because the standard has become lower and lower throughout the years, and that through an incremental demoralization and dumbing down of the American people. Hey, folks, Americans, not corrupt representatives in government, are sending their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated by a corrupt government that sanctions murder and sodomy. No, it's not the corrupt representatives picking your kids up and dropping them off at public schools. No, it's the parents doing that. As a matter of fact, 80%, 86% of the American people are doing just that. So therefore, Americans have no one to blame but themselves, period. Read Luke 7:30. Now, folks, before I get rocking on this, you need to understand that this message that I'm about to get, either you're going to accept it or you're going to reject it. Read Acts 20:21. Accept and mercy will ensue, reject, and guess what? Judgment will fall. I'll say that again. It's a message that the American people are either going to accept or reject. Accept and mercy will ensue, but keep in mind, when God bestows mercy, He expects His church to keep the commandments of the Lord to establish judgment within the gate, only to establish righteousness and peace. Okay? It doesn't mean that, okay, well, we'll acknowledge the fact that we have to deal with corruption concerning those representatives that we are allowing to destroy our nation. No, the Lord doesn't say that. He says, no. I've commanded you to keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments, to keep and to do them. And so you will have mercy in the process. Mercy is shown unto thousands that keep His commandments, not to those that don't keep His commandments. Just saying, friends, want to set the record straight. So again, accept and mercy will ensue, reject and judgment will fall. And by the way, friends, judgment is falling upon this country. Read Deuteronomy 28. And by the way, Jonah 2 verse 8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. In other words, if you fail to respond to the message, you're forsaking your own mercy by observing lying vanities, and you will be destroyed at length. Folks, this is the message of the Sons of Liberty. It reminds me of King David. When King David was supposed to be in war in the book of 1 Samuel, guess what he did? He got a little preoccupied. Instead of going to war, the way that Christians are called to fight the good fight of faith, right? That's spiritual warfare. That's why we have the full armor of God, Ephesians 6. Instead of actually going to war, as kings went to war during that season, Scripture tells us, he was walking up and down upon the top of his roof. And lo and behold, what did he see? He seen a beautiful woman named Bathsheba cleaning herself in a bathtub. And David wanted Bathsheba so bad that he was even willing to take one of his three mighty men and kill him so he could fulfill his own desires, his own lusts. Well, if you remember right, Uriah, one of David's three mighty men, came back and honored the king, and he disobeyed the king to the point where he kept continuously magnifying the honor that he had in his heart for the king, namely King David. He wouldn't go back to his house because he knew his brothers were out in war. They were out in battle. He wasn't going to take advantage of the time that he had to go down to his wife. And of course, David was doing that because he impregnated Bathsheba, and he wanted to blame Uriah for the child that was conceived inside of Bathsheba's womb. But now keep in mind, friends, as Uriah kept honoring King David, King David knew he had to get rid of Uriah. So he went to the captain of the host. His name was Joab. And he told Joab within himself, and by the way, David didn't just come up with this thought. David thought this through. How do I get rid of the guilt? How do I get rid of the sin in which I'm guilty of before a just and a holy God? So he had to get rid of Uriah. So he called on Joab, captain of the host. He said, put him in the front of the battle in the hottest place so that he might be killed. That's what he was telling them to do. And at length, Uriah, one of King David's most honorable men, one of his three mighty men, was killed in battle because of David's sin. And there came a point where all of a sudden Nathan the prophet, that faithful man of God, came in and gave David an analogy after the crimes were committed. And by the way, David thought that he was just going to go ahead and do what he wanted to do without any consequence, as if to suggest that the God that sees all things naked and opened, for some reason just winked at what David did. When in fact, God will not in any wise acquit iniquity in any sense of the word. And that's what makes him awesome. He is a holy God. He is a just God. And by the way, friends, he's my daddy. Nathan walks in the room, gives him a parable, gives him an analogy. David sits up on his high horse after the analogy is given by Nathan the prophet, that faithful man of God. David jumps up on his high horse and starts condemning the act in which he was guilty of committing, just like the American people. And what happened? Well, David was trying to justify himself, and because that prophet of God was moved by the Spirit of God, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, and because that prophet of God understood what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? I must go off of the definition, one of them, concerning the definition of the word Torah, which means to point your finger. And you know what that faithful man of God did, Nathan the prophet? He pointed his finger at the face of David because he loved God so much and he loved David so much. And he said, you are the man. You are the man. It's not the abstract sin. Folks, David was responsible for making the choice to commit the act of sin in the first place by violating God's moral law. He was guilty as hell. And because of Nathan, David repented. That's my hopes. That your sin, you understand, is before a just and a holy God. And that you repent before him through the conviction of the Holy Ghost, righteousness and judgment, of course, sin, righteousness and judgment. That you might be driven to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more, where you will find your faith in Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation, my big brother. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. That's my hopes. So when I'm saying to you, friends, that either you're going to accept this message or you're going to reject it. Read again Acts 20, verse 21. It's up to you, because if you accept it, mercy will ensue. If you reject it, judgment will fall. Are things getting better in America? Absolutely they are not. Why? Because what's happening in America today is exactly what the Lord said would happen to a nation that wickedly departs from him. Read Psalm 18, verse 21. Let me say it this way. I started off with the analogy of the frog in the water. I want to let you know that the frog is not only boiled, but he's been boiled to death. And I got a question for the American people. When is it that the American people are going to take responsibility and turn the heat up concerning them that should be in the pot of boiling water? And this is where the American people are failing the test. Read Amos 5:24. I'm going to come back to this, friends. I love the topic. I want to show you, friends, what America has become and how upside down it has become through fact, not fiction. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, folks, to you real Christians out there, to you real Christian patriots out there, I can literally on my computer, I can see what's going on. I can see I can see the listenership. I can see the numbers go up and down. And it's absolutely amazing to me that when I talk about taking responsibility, how people will just begin to nibble off and they'll fall off and they'll go try to find something else to entertain themselves because after all, it doesn't apply to them. See, folks, this is what I was talking about during the last segment. This is where America's failing the test. They don't want to take responsibility. And what am I talking about right now? Look what the grown-ups have done with this country. Now, as a reminder, we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Or, by the way, P.S. posted script, or they just kill the doctors that actually promote the health. You know, isn't that crazy? Because it doesn't work for the pharmaceuticals, right? Now, we were just talking about the holistic doctors that were, well, just mysteriously, how they're just dying off. That's just the doctors. There's 12 of them about 6 months ago in a 90-day period where they all just mysteriously died. And you were supposed to believe that. And then we just found just over the last couple of days that a couple more of them just, well, for some reason or other, they just died. Or they killed themselves or they died in some mysterious manner. But again, friends, we live in a nation where doctors destroy health. And again, as I said, or they just kill the doctors that actually promote the health because they need to be making the money, them brothers of Cain, huh? But America, you already knew that. Hey, folks, we live in a society where lawyers destroy justice. It's for sale now. Matter of fact, if you read the book of Amos, it will tell you, and it tells us all, that corrupt judges have sold righteousness and judgment, and they turned it into wormwood. And what that means is they've sold off justice for a gift. And yet the Bible tells us not to take a gift that blindeth the eyes and perverteth the word of the righteous. But they did it anyways. But America, you already knew that. Hey, folks, we live in a society where this is factual. Universities destroy knowledge and sort of the schools. And how do they do that? Well, they accept burnt communist hippies that are still tripping on PCP to indoctrinate their posterity. They've even dummied down the American people to believe that they have to pay these burnt hippies that are on PCP to teach them how to be good communists, good slaves. But America, you already knew that. Folks, you live in a society where government destroys freedoms on a daily basis. But again, you've got to realize, America, that government is only a reflection of who you are. And by the way, America now through apathy accepts a new communist and a known felon to run for the presidency of the United States of America. And that's just the left side of the aisle. But America, you already knew that. Christianity, along with the professed church in America, they destroy morals. And by the way, the professed church in America has been the greatest advocate to the homosexual and abortion lobby in America. Just saying. But again, America, you already knew that. Are you feeling Nathan walk in the room and point his finger, friends? Because you're responsible not only for what you don't say, but you're also responsible for what you do say. And let me say it the other way around. You're not only responsible for what you say, but what you also don't say. It always goes back to what Edmund Burke said when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. It's the good men in this country don't take responsibility before a just and a holy God, and then they wonder why they have no power to deal with their enemies. And 90% of what I say on this radio show is completely foreign to your lifestyle. Because the Holy Ghost is MIA. And he's MIA because you're not dead to your sin. You're alive to it. Or you want a little of both. You want your foot inside of the world and one foot in the church. And it was Jesus that said, listen, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And yet, friends, people I have worked with for years, they now live this lifestyle, but they attempt to justify themselves on a 24/7 basis. And I see this throughout the United States of America on a 24/7 basis, and it sickens me to the core. And then they wonder why they're condemned. Then the American people wonder why they begin to take on the narrative of the state-controlled narrative. Wait a second. Maybe these people are haters. Maybe they really do hate us. Why do they keep calling us out for who we are? I mean, pretty soon, friends, you're going to be a full-fledged communist and you're not going to even know it. Wait a second. In a good portion of America and the American people, you already are. You can only kick the can down the road so far, friends, before you run out of road. Right? And as I said during the first segment, friends, and the second segment, when is it that the frog actually dies in the boiling water? We never hear about that. Fallen man wants to keep allocating himself more time to offend the majesty on high, and it's just not gonna fly. Hey, folks, you live in a country where bankers destroy the economy. Wow. America, you live in a society where bankers are destroying the economy. Yet again, America, you already knew that. Read Numbers 32:23. America, your sin is finding you out. And let me add, the people would have it so. Read Jeremiah 5:31. Hey, I want you to think about this. American government has become a system of dangerous, incompetent, corrupt, vile, oppressive, and ungodly compromised special interest operatives and minions. And this is because the people in this country are corrupt. That's why this is happening. But the American people already knew that, right? Hey, folks, we talked about yesterday that in America now, the underachievers, the losers, the communists who have no support, they'll just create it out of thin air. Yesterday, what we shared on the radio with you is the fact that there was an individual, a computer programmer, that was actually hired by the Speaker of the House in Florida to rig voting machines, the polling machines. And he also exposed the fact that these people wanted the code to eat itself up so they wouldn't be detected for fraud. But America, you already know that. This has been going on for a long time. It's not like this is the first day, friends, that this has come to the light. No, America has continuously sat down, and again, going back to the state-controlled narrative as to what? Oh, that's just theory, that's just theory, that's just theory. Even when they tell on themselves, the American people, for some reason or other, they continuously put what? The wool over their eyes and say, well, whatever they're telling us, we don't really believe it, but we'll just go ahead and let somebody else deal with the problem, right? But again, America, you already knew that. In fact, the people in this country are so corrupt when it comes to our government that if this were a foreign country, the American people would have demanded our government to send in the military to get them corrupt officials out of power. Yet at home, they accept the same type of corruption, and the American people, because it's us and we have to take responsibility, for some reason or other, it doesn't apply. Oh, friends, I want to let you know something. It applies. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? You are standing in front of a truck that you cannot see. And people have the audacity to say, well, God hates me that much. No, no, no. God doesn't hate you whatsoever. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. See what it comes down to, friends? We want to live our own ungodly lifestyles, but we want some preacher or some politician to tell us that everything is okay. They put our head on a false pillow of grace. And yet when you line it up to grace, it's the furthest thing from grace, right? Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, not the other way around. And we're to overcome this world. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? Jesus Christ. But keep in mind, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And then it goes one more step, and we understand that in Romans 8 that we have mortified the deeds of the flesh by obedience to the Spirit, Romans 6. We've obeyed that form of doctrine. We don't obey because we don't love God's sacrifice in America. That's really what it comes down to. We love our sin, America, more than we love a just and a holy God and the Lamb of God. You need to understand that we have not been redeemed with silver and gold or through the traditions of our fallen fathers. We've been redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are a blood-bought people. You need to understand that. Tomorrow I'm going to be at Arlington Cemetery. Going in there, and I'm going to tell those guys, though that they can't hear me, many are in heaven and we have a cloud of witnesses. I want them to understand how thankful I am for what they gave me in the natural. And if that's what men, my brothers and sisters, will do for me in the natural, how much more what Christ did? If his blood was the absolute propitiation, the appeasement of offenses towards God for the sins of the whole world. That's like crazy thinking, but it's pretty awesome. And it shows you the bigness of who our Savior is from sin, not in sin. Matthew 1:21. Does it not? You know, I love to tell people, hey, folks, my testimony is not about how bad I was, but how good Jesus Christ is and how good God is through Jesus Christ, his son, that he shed his blood upon Calvary for my sins. And when I understand that, guess what? We live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Check it out when you get a moment. How much time do I have, Sam? Oh, I got 40 seconds. I'm going to take some of these phone calls. Tell these guys I'm going to take them up in about 30 seconds. Well, actually, in about a minute, right after this commercial, friends, I'm going to take some phone calls, and I'm going to finish this piece off. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Boy, the time does fly. Cody in Wisconsin, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a first-time caller, and listen to you a little bit here and there when I can. Rod Ramine, he's the one that put me on to you, and he's a good man, and I love that man dearly, and he's rock solid in the Most High God. I just want to say that in the air. And thank
Amen.
You for what you're doing.
Sure.
But I also wanted to address the situation with our friends out in Oregon, the dire situation out there, and the lies by the government, whether it be the feds or the state and the county there. And I'm... And it, we can see by looking at the aerial drone footage. Have you seen that released video yesterday with Shauna Cox synchronized
yes,
with the
yep.
Aerial drone footage by
That's
the feds?
Right. Yep, yep.
One of the things you notice in that, the aerial drone footage, they never show when Ryan Payne got out of the pickup truck, out of LaVoy's truck. So you know that it was doctored or edited, and we cannot trust these criminals, ever.
No.
And
see,
I just wanted to say that and see what
Cody,
you
think. Cody, let me say this, though. It's the very thing that I'm talking about right now. The American people are caught up with the politicians of the day, the dog and pony show. They want to be entertained. They don't want to know. that Lavoie Finicum was shot down by a bunch of hired guns protecting Hillary Clinton, committing the act of treason by selling uranium ore to the Russians from underneath them ranchers? No, no, no. The American people don't want to know that, Cody. They want to know that the government would never do that. So therefore, the narrative comes along, puts their hand on their shoulder and tells them, no, 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 no. Don't believe what those guys are really doing. See, it's a system now where the American people are taught to judge, instead of judge what is in plain sight for their own eyes to see, through totalitarian methods, they're forced somehow, because they succumb to it by choice, to believe what they are told rather than what they see. When you watch the video, Cody, that you're talking about right now, there a video from within the truck during the shooting and without, the FBI and the ambush set forth by the federal government are busy scurrying like a bunch of rats right now trying to protect Hillary Clinton and themselves concerning them crimes, their crimes against the American people. And for some reason or another, the state-controlled narrative is to set those guys, the Bundys, the Finicums, those protesters that were protesting like a patriot would, our forefathers would be proud of them.
Hallelujah.
Instead of actually standing up, the American people want to believe the lie so they can go on in their deceptive ways. And my friend Cody, that's exactly what they're doing today. And they wonder why they're being destroyed. They would rather let this fall to their own posterity, their own kids, who are at length going to curse them rather than to stand up and deal with it. And let me ask you something, my friend. And I want to ask you something to my listeners, those that love the truth. Do you understand how simple this would be to actually correct and right the wrongs? That's all we'd have to do is empty the stadiums throughout the United States of America on one Sunday and deal with the governors of each state and the judges in each state and the courts in each state and our representatives in each state to send the message that we're not going to tolerate your crime anymore. You know, it's interesting. They would no longer want to be there, Cody, if they weren't there with a free hand to go ahead and violate law at will. That's where the American people want it to be, my friend. And to America's own demise, they go on in their own deceptive ways. Go ahead.
I was just going to comment. Before I called on your show, I was talking to Rod. And I was sharing with Rod, when World War II got over, in Athens, Tennessee, you're likely familiar with it, those returning veterans of that foreign war, they were young men, came home and they seen the corruption in their county, and they ran them criminals out of the courthouse, the prosecutors. I'm not sure who it all was, the judges, the sheriff, and deputies.
Yeah, it was the mayor and the sheriff, yeah. Yep.
And
it was the mayor and the sheriff, yes.
That's what we need to do again.
But you know what, Cody? That's just too radical. I mean, to me, radical is when the government sanctions the murder of innocent people the way the FBI shot down Lavoie Finicum like a dog as they ambushed him out in the middle of nowhere on a lone, desolate highway in the middle of Oregon, only to find out now that these orders are all coming from the governor of the state of Oregon. They're not there to protect the people. They're there to protect themselves and their special interests. And until the American people begin to understand that, nothing's going to change. And I thank you for your call, Cody, very much.
One closing comment, and I'll get off for somebody else. Prior to me contacting you, are you there yet, brother?
Yep, I'm here.
I contacted Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark's office this afternoon. I spoke to one of the ladies in the office. And I asked if they were aware of that video that was released with Shauna Cox's phone interview, or not interview, but live recording, audio and video, of the actual situation there when Lavoie was murdered. And she said she had not seen it yet or heard it. And I gave her where she could go to YouTube and type it in. Just go to Breaking Lavoie on YouTube. And she said she will be looking at it and be sharing it with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
We have it on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New synced video of eyewitness confirmed story about Lavoie Finicum murder as FBI agents are under investigation for possible misconduct. All eyes off of Hillary Clinton. All eyes off of her treasonous acts. All eyes off the repeat felon criminal herself. Oh, by the way, that land being sold to the Russians, do you know that she's using that to fund her presidential campaign? But America already knew that. America already knew that. See, folks, I wish I could blame somebody else for what's going on. You know what? I could get on the radio show too, friends, and just knock my ratings out and tell you all the bad people in government. All 50 of them that continuously add crime to crime. They add insult to injury on a daily basis. I could highlight all 50 of them like some people do, and they make millions of dollars off of their stupidities. And rather than magnifying the crime, why don't you magnify the law, America? You are the law, one nation under God. And guess what happens when you stand up, all 318 million of you? You're not going to go on to the internet to be oppressed on a daily basis. You're not going to have to go online to see what politician committed another unconstitutional act towards we the people. 318 million people, not all of you are going to have to go online and watch one politician try to disarm all 318 million of you, only to subject you to an enemy from without and within. Just think about that. The American people have been through tolerance and apathy, desensitized and conditioned to accept what the state-controlled narrative is, like it or not. You can go online and watch LaVoy Finicum be ambushed by the FBI and shot down on a desolate highway in Oregon. Hey folks, don't doubt what you see. But interestingly enough, the FBI comes along and they justify it. As a matter of fact, even when I posted this last night, there were those on my live feed that had the audacity to justify it. And I want to tell you why they wanted to justify it. They said that LaVoy was acting belligerently. Really? I didn't know that he was the one breaking the law. I thought it was the federal government breaking the law. He should have never been in this situation in the first place. With this coward of the year was trying to advocate was his apathy and tolerance, because he wanted to justify the crimes of the FBI, although admitting that the FBI is corrupt from the top to the bottom in many cases, but he wanted to justify them so he didn't have to do anything about the problem. Look at the grown-ups have done with our country, friends. America, how backwards can you become? The frog is boiled. Isaiah 5:20. It's not, like I said earlier, like you can kick the can down the road any further. You've ran out of road. In other words, excuses. Instead of the grown-ups actually growing up into the grace of Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, leaving off corruption and taking on incorruption, 1 Peter 1:23, they look to excuse themselves and the things that they excuse only to their own demise. Read Isaiah 30, which is a false covering. It's not a covering of the Lord, and you know it is false grace today in America. Jeremiah 8:12 tells us, were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? Nah, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. And for those that want to tempt the living God by sinning and doing nothing, don't tell me you haven't been told, because you are the man.
And I like when you said you've run out of road. There is no more excuses. There is no reason for you not to act, and there is no reason for you not to do. We want you, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio, to be a part of fulfilling vision in this ministry. We're not asking you to be a part of something that we haven't done, but we're asking you to be a part and join together with us in what we have done. Please be a part of that and go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Support us on a monthly basis, and you be a part of getting this message to the masses.
We've got a brand new face landing page, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128.